Okay, if you could can backtrack a little bit, please.
Let's see, I want to forget what we're talking about.
Well, about the addition of requirements and the matter of the amount of time actually student teaching.
Yeah, just to emphasize again the point that that I've, throughout my professional career at the University of Wisconsin, I have subscribed to the theory that professional work, very important and significant, should, however, be kept to a minimum. And I like the idea that we had only 18 credits in the preparation of secondary teachers out of a total program of 124 that exists at that time. In my case, it's out of 128. Now, in recent years, as I say, this concept that many of the institutions being eroded by increasing the administrative requirements coming from the Department of Public Instruction and Human Relation and Reading and one other area that I can identify at the moment. And also this factor, the concept that all prospective teachers need not only have a full semester of student teaching, they must also have prior experience going out into the schools prior to their student teaching experience. And all these are good, but whenever you put on that kind of requirement, then you reduce the possibility of academic preparation, which I think is so very, very important. And there was a movement at one time that because of all this, we should have a five-year program, but that has not gained any support that I have been able to detect.
That's been suggested off and on for the past 30 years.
Yes, right. And yet it's been rejected, and I think it will continue to be rejected because of the tremendous costs, the difficulty of people being able to meet the requirements. And so we've got to work within the framework of 4 years, and I've been a strong believer in holding down the number of professional credits, and I subscribe to the idea that student teaching is important, but you can get what is needed in a minimal of time to get started, and then but devote a major portion of the student's time to his subject matter preparation and to his general education while he's at the university. There are programs that have been suggested that I think would be, instead of having a fifth-year program, which seems to be dead, would be to have some sort of continuation of the supervision of the university of the beginning teacher, so that that person would in his first year be in a trial situation more or less, and he would be working with the experienced teachers, with the cooperating people from the university, mm-hmm. and this might be one way of minimizing the amount of laboratory clinical experience required in the senior year, and to give therefore more time for academic preparation, mm-hmm. and still not have a fifth year where a person would be committed to this very expensive addition.
Right. This strikes an interesting note in that a lot the controversy and the accusations thrown around about the various courses in the School of Education, in a lot of ways, seem to be centered at the elementary education program, because there, of course, you have many, many more credits that are required, and there seems to be a certain, well, even with an department, just from talking casually to people and even students, there seems to be a certain lack of knowledge of one hand and the other hand, so to speak. That is, that ever since the creation of an elementary education certification program, as you say, there's a separate chairman, unofficial, so to speak, for that part of the program, that perhaps part of the problem there is that you have, in fact, almost two parallel schools within the School of Education.
And, of course, certification requirements are such. I don't know where the certification requirements were developed by the university or by the mandated by the Department of Public Instruction, but nevertheless they're there. That requires many more than 18 credits. I don't know, in the 30s someplace of a professional work to be a elementary teacher, and of course an elementary teacher presumably does need a certain number of additional credits because of the range of subjects. Some might say the level of their teaching is such that they don't need the academic preparation. Well, I don't subscribe to that, but some may take that position.